the hour of 9 o'clock, and it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me this morning. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, good. You know, it's a sunshiny day. Going to be pretty hot. You know, we were walking in here, and I'm like, boy, it's already hot.
I know.
And it's pretty early, and it's already hot.
It is a bit steamy. It should be that way this time of
year. It should. You know, the College World Series weather was pretty nice. This is usually the weather we have at the College World Series, usually, you know.
Exactly, but, right.
But, and the fair. Of course, the fair hasn't been yet. I mean.
We're going to get steamed up here for the
fair.
There
you go. That's right. So that's right.
That's what we're going to do. So, and Denise Miller with us as well. Denise, how are you?
You know, I'm better. How does that sound?
That's good.
Thank you to everybody who has reached out to me in the last 30 days. You know, we had a very unexpected blow with my father passing away. Sorry, I'm all verklempt. And so, anyway, I really appreciate all of the condolences and everything that everybody's reached out about. It was quite a shock. And then on top of that, I had a birthday yesterday.
You were planning for that one, though, right?
But yeah, we were planning on that. And
She's 39, right again.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It is awesome.
Got to see my grandbabies, and out of all the sorrow we've had in the last 30 days, they did reveal that we will be getting a third grandchild later this year. That was exciting to hear some good news.
Wow. So. Well, that is fantastic. You know, we talk about preparing and preparing and preparing, but
you can't.
I don't know that you're ever completely prepared, are you?
Absolutely. No, you're not.
Not at all.
So, Aaron, I got to ask you, did you survive Junction Days?
I did.
There you go.
I made it through, you know, through the help of the K-Dog or two. I had maybe a couple K-Dogs.
K-Dogs, you know, make all the difference.
So, I made, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The weather was fantastic.
It really was.
It was gorgeous.
It really was. I mean, it's better. You know, if it had been today, it'd have been pretty rough.
Well,
you know,
and I was worried about Saturday, honestly, because they kept saying it was going to get so hot.
It was. Sunday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, it got hot. But really?
Yeah.
Saturday?
It was beautiful.
It was nice.
Yeah, we weren't around yesterday. Like Denise said, we went up and saw our grandkids and saw our kids and up in Altoona. But, like I said, really, the weather, pretty good, you know, so we'll take it.
This will make the corn, won't it, or help?
Oh, boy, this will make a huge difference, you
crop
know.
Development.
It's going to grow, like, I don't know how many inches a day.
Yeah, because, the subsoil moisture is pretty good, and we needed these heat units, so.
Yeah,
it should make a difference. I know. Yeah, like I said, these are nice like
get
this.
Get some corn sweat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's so funny. If you say that to people that don't understand, they're like, what are you talking about? Corn sweat. What are you talking about?
And I go, it is real.
I go, just come to the Midwest on a hot, humid night, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
It is real. There's no doubt about it. So, oh, gosh. Well, it is really nice to see you both. So let's talk a little bit about Building Rural Wealth, Milestone Financial. And this is really what we all run on here.
Small
businesses keep things going. So, Denise, let's start with that.
Well, as we celebrate Independence Day, which is coming up this weekend, and by the way, we will be closed.
Oh, yeah, good thinking. Yeah.
On Friday,
3rd, in observance. Yeah.
That's observance of July 4th. So, a lot of us have plans to spend time with family or attend some community events or enjoy a parade. Mm-hmm. Certainly watch some fireworks.
You bet.
But when we think about the 4th of July, we often think about our nation's history. And this holiday can be a reminder about something that remains important in communities across rural America today, and that's entrepreneurship.
Yes.
That's a $5 word.
That's a $5 word. There you go.
That's a big word.
We talk about that in our office. Hey, that's a $5 word right there.
So
especially for a Monday morning.
For a Monday morning, absolutely. Yeah. And all across America, there are people who took a chance on an idea. They opened a business. They bought a practice. They started a farm operation. And those businesses create jobs, provide services, support local organizations, and help keep our communities vibrant. And so today we're going to talk about the small businesses that keep America running and why their impact reaches far beyond the products or services they provide.
And they are truly the backbone of our rural communities,
absolutely.
Absolutely, Aaron. And, you know, people don't realize this, but small businesses, you know, nationwide hire more people than large businesses. I mean, when you combine them all together.
Right.
Now, we have some very, very large corporations that are very, very important to our economy.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I hear stuff on the news and they talk about these people that, you know, put down the big businesses and stuff. But big businesses are very important because guess what? I look around the studio right here.
Yep.
Every one of us have a cell phone. Mm-hmm. You know, there's computer screens or whatever. You know, most small businesses didn't make those. Large corporations did.
Yep.
But on the other hand, you know, in rural America, the business people we interact with every day, you know, that is so important to our communities, to every rural community. And the thing that you got to remember, most of these rural businesses are locally owned. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm pretty sure I know some of the information about the ownership of this of this radio station.
Yes, you do.
I know about the ownership of Denise and I's business. Uh-huh. You're looking at it right here.
Yeah.
You know, but in rural America, you know, there's just so many things. You know, you might be the family physician. You know, you might stop at a local hardware store, work with a local accountant, buy supplies from somebody local, or hire a contractor that lives just a few miles away. You know, these are all local businesses that are usually fairly locally owned. And these businesses do much more than just generate revenue for themselves. And people need to, you know, I believe need to keep this in mind. You know, they create opportunities in these communities, provide careers, sponsor youth sports teams. You know, they donate to local nonprofits and they serve on community boards. And we all know people that do that, you know. And one of the things that was so important to Denise and I when we built our building, the new building, you know, here on mm-hmm. the on the highway, is I counted it up, and about 85 to 90% of the contractors we used were all from Southwest Iowa.
Yeah,
and we did that on purpose.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we really, you know, this community and the, I should say, Southwest Iowa in general supports us, and we wanted to support, you know, the local community. And that was, yep. Now, there was a few things that we just couldn't get locally. I mean, that just...
And that's the way it works.
And that's just the way it works, yep. You know. But we tried to utilize as many local people as we could because, you know, these local people that, I mean, they're very good craftsmen. They're very good at what they do, suppliers, you know, but they reinvest back in these communities and the same place where we all do, you know. And what a lot of people may not realize is, you know, one successful business might support a lot of families. You know, Denise and I talk about that a little bit in our business. You know, we're very proud that we can provide, you know, help provide, I should say, a living and opportunities for people in our communities. You know, and sometimes that impact for all small businesses is easily overlooked because it comes a part of our everyday life and we really don't think about it. But a strong local business community, you know, contributes to the local economy, greater opportunities for young families that move into the area, and more resources available for all the community organizations that they help support too. So,
absolutely.
I mean, your local business, it is, these local businesses out here in the rural community are so important.
They make it all happen.
They do.
They make it all happen. That's
they do.
For sure. But there are challenges, Denise.
Oh, sure. You know, most owners, you know, didn't start their business because they wanted to spend time worrying about regulations, workforce shortages, rising costs, or economic uncertainty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, everybody starts out with a dream.
Everybody has a dream.
You know, and that's awesome. That's what America was built on, was the dream.
But there's some reality involved, mm-hmm. you know, with that dream. You know, many rural employers continue to face hiring challenges. Others are navigating increased operating costs, changing structures, growing responsibilities, and business owners face a lot of personal decisions.
Yeah.
You know, how much do we put back into our business? How much are we saving for retirement? We should be saving for retirement. Are we saving for retirement? And what happens if we want to slow down? The challenge of balancing all this is hard. Because you have to base your decisions on what's happening today versus what could happen tomorrow. And strong businesses often benefit from intentional planning, especially when owners begin thinking about the next quarter and start considering the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you know, Aaron, I'm just going to jump in here when I was thinking about this. You know, it is, as small business owners, we all know that it's hard to plan. I mean, Denise and I talk about this all the time, and I drive her crazy sometimes, I will tell you, because I'm a planner. I'm always trying to look forward. You know, what do we need to do to make sure that the next, you know, quarter, year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, you know, does what we want to do with the business and serves our employees, serves our clients, all these things.
Yes.
But at like everybody, you know, you got day-to-day responsibilities. You got to take care of today. You got to make this week's payroll. Yeah. You got to make this week's bills or whatever, you know. So just like Denise said, it's a balancing act, and it's tough.
That's a good point. You have to make today work, but then also think about tomorrow, which gets to be a challenge. Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
One of the things we talked about kind of along those lines, Dan, of you being a planner, is that transition plan and that, you know, what's going to happen with the next generation, what's going to happen to my business. You talk about that quite a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think about, I mean, our business, for example, you know, we've been here since 1963.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's important to us to make sure this business continues on and that there's people, you know, and that's, I'll just tell you, that's one thing Denise and I've tried to do is, you know, you look around our staff, we've got a fairly young staff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's by design somewhat. I mean, because we want to build for the future. You know, you want to have really good today, but you want it to be built for the future, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that things don't change too. I mean, some businesses have been in a family forever.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes there's no family member to take them over, you know? So what happens? You got to think about that. What is the continuity plan, you know, for that? I mean, especially when I think about farm families, especially, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to just be the assumption, the son or the whatever, the daughter, or whoever's going to take the farm on. Well, sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. So what is the plan, you know, doesn't happen to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to remember that you're always trying to build something to create value for your employees, your customers, the community. You know, strong businesses often have several things in common, and we see this all the time. And this is very important to us. You know, you develop leaders, you know, you create systems, they invest in people, and they plan ahead. Again, you know, when we look at rural businesses, small businesses, you know, you got to think a little bit beyond that current quarter or that current week that you're in and build for the future. And so for us, that's very important. And that's something that we try to help small businesses with. You know, and for some, that means preparing the next generation of family leadership. For others, it means developing key employees. And for others still, it may mean preparing the business for a future sale or a transaction. You know, whatever the path, the goal is often the same. And that's creating a business that can continue serving others into the future. You know, so I guess as we celebrate Independence Day, you know, it's worth recognizing the contributions of small business owners, rural business owners especially, rural professionals. I mean, you got to remember, every rural professional out here, he's a business owner, or most of them are.
Yeah.
You know, every attorney, every doctor, every, you know, dentist, they're probably own their practice or have a share in it themselves. All entrepreneurs who continue investing in their communities every day, it's very important that we support them and know that, you know, it's very, very important to the future of our rural communities.
You bet. Well stated. So wrap it all up for me, Denise, here. How do we put a bow on this?
Well, to put a bow on it, you know, I guess what I would say is that you need to start thinking and start planning. Because these decisions will creep up on you. And, you know, honestly, if you stepped away from your business 5 years from now, what impact would you hope it had on your employees, your family, or your community? And again, all that starts with planning. All that starts with visiting and sitting down and having conversations, which sometimes aren't easy conversations, but they're conversations that need to be had.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you would like some insight into some of the decisions that you need to make, you know, feel free to give us a call. We're happy to sit down and have a cup of coffee and visit about it. And
you bet.
And, you know, Aaron, I would add, and I'm not meaning to toot my own horn here or anything at all. That's not what this is about. But I do want to say, you know, I've mentioned before I got my CEPA, the Certified Exit Planning Advisor designation. And part of the whole reason I did that was I see what a need there is in these rural communities for somebody that's willing to sit down and work with these small business owners, because they're going to transition. You know, I always
one
say
one way or the other.
Absolutely. You're either going to go out vertical or horizontal. I mean, it's, you know, one way or the other. And you want it to be on your terms, you know, and you don't want it to be because of a health issue or whatever. I mean, we can't control that, but, you know, so you need to do some planning ahead of time. And you know, the baby boomers are getting older,
yep.
You know, and, I see it all the time that, you know, small businesses are transitioning. They're turning over to either the next generation or, you know, the owners are wanting to retire, wanting to slow down, wanting to step back. So what's the plan?
Right.
You know, that's what I ask people. What is your plan to do that? You know, and some people in their head, they might go, oh, my kid will take it over. It'll be fine. Well, have you talked to them?
Right, right.
Do you have a plan for that? How are they going to pay you for that? Are you going to give it to them? What? Yeah, in other words, there's so many things that come in to what sometimes people think is a very simple transition in their mind, but in your successor's mind, it may not be that simple.
Right. And it takes a little while to get those plans. So start, don't think on the day of retirement, I'm going to go ahead and, I mean, you
exactly.
need to start well in advance of retirement or when you want to retire.
That's all right. And you know, you want to do it. You know, you don't want the tax. I always say you don't want the tax tail to wag the dog, but you also want to take taxes into consider. I stole that. Every good line anybody says, you always steal it. Of course.
I love it.
I don't even know who told me that exactly, but that's probably James. Maybe I don't know who it was,
that's
but somebody.
Good.
But you know, you don't want taxes to be the reason you make the decision, but you also want to be as tax efficient on these type of decisions as you can be, you know? And so, again, planning comes down to a big part of that.
How can people reach out and get in touch with you?
712-623-5876.
5726.
I can't remember. 5726. Yeah. 712-623-5726.
There you go.
Can't remember our own phone number.
It just
says, or go online, you know, at www.milestonefinancialgroup.com. There's a place you can reach out to us there. Or just stop by the office and we'll set up a time that you can meet with one of the advisors, myself or somebody else, and we'll just sit down and have a conversation. No pressure. No, I mean, we all are about as low pressure as they get. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to operate that way, and I don't either.
Right.
And, so, we'd love to have a conversation with you because there is planning that needs done.
You bet. Nice to see you both.
All right. Thank you,
and
Aaron.
Again, just to be clear, you're closed Friday.
Closed Friday. Yeah. And I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. And think about our country here celebrating our 250th year. What a grand experiment we've had in this country for 250 years.
That's exactly right.
You know, everybody get out, celebrate that with your family, and be proud to be an American.
You bet. Make it a great day. Nice to see you.
All right, thanks.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
Well, let's check what's happening around the country sunshine listening area with our KCSI community calendar. It's brought to you as a service of your garage door specialists, McNeely Garage Door Service in Shenandoah.
Community calendar for Monday, June 29th. New Market, Iowa presents 4th of July celebration. Sunday, June 28th. Friday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 4th. For a complete schedule of events, visit the online community calendar at kcsifm.com. Annual 4th of July Breakfast and Fundraiser, Grant Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association. New for 2026 silent auction item, handmade knife made by Brent Milner. This will be Saturday morning, July 4th, serving pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon, 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Grant Fire Station. Iowa 99 County Bible Reading Marathon. This is for Montgomery County residents and friends. It's the Iowa 99 County Bible Reading Marathon, Genesis to Revelation. It will be Tuesday, July 7th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They are inviting individuals, family, groups, and churches to read a portion of the scriptures. All are welcome. This will be held at the Montgomery County Courthouse lawn. For more information, call 712-621-1388. First Christian Church in Red Oak, Kingdom Quest Bible School, Tuesday, July.